This afternoon, I'm so excited to be joined with a friend of mine, admittedly, and a very talented artist. And I'm going to ask her how she defines herself as well, who's just done some exciting stuff with the Sea Shepherd, which you probably know as a charity to save the seas. welcome, Amy. How are you this afternoon?
I'm really good. How are you?
Good. Now, as I said, Amy is a friend of mine, and she's held... she's so modest about what she does, but it is actually incredible. So tell us just simply about your, I'm calling it an Instagram handle, but it's way more than that. How would you explain it?
Well, it's actually something that I just started recently. I think like the rest of the world, like in lockdown, I was kind of feeling a lot of things about, I don't know, anxiousness and kind of like just feeling a bit stressed out. And so I decided to kind of like start channeling that into ridiculous comics, which were basically just animals kind of feeling anxious thoughts, like life musings and all of those sorts of things. And it just went down a lot better than I thought it would. It was really just started something at the beginning for me to kind of like make me feel better. But then funnily enough, everybody was feeling the same. And so it really resonated. And suddenly I had quite a lot of people following along and reacting really positively to it. So I just kept doing it. And it's just got bigger from there.
She's being, again, super modest. The numbers are quite large. In the millions, but we won't put that pressure on, because the beautiful thing about this is it has really spoken to people. Do you mind me asking, do you yourself deal with anxiety? Are you allowed to talk?
No, and I think that's the thing, is like I don't mind talking about it at all, because I think that people should talk about it more. And I think I really struggled in the second lockdown even more than the first, because there was a lot of uncertainty around like when things were going to go back to normal. And so I think it's like I've always like had, I don't know, I would say an element of like pessimism in the way that my brain works. And I think that was just made so much worse when the world kind of went a bit bonkers. And so I think it was just finding a way to talk about that didn't quite feel completely vulnerable. And so that, I think, was kind of how it came through, putting it through this like animated animals kind of like view, because it didn't feel like it was me talking. It was the characters that I was creating. And I think that's actually why other people felt comfortable sharing it too, because it doesn't feel like it's necessarily coming straight from you, but then people still kind of understand that that's a feeling you're feeling. So I think that's what kind of probably made it so popular as well.
Wow, you've really put that really eloquently, and I love that. So it's at Anxious Animals. At the minute, you're doing almost like cartoon strips, and you're on TikTok as well. Yeah. Which reluctantly.
It was a bit of a I think part of me was like, actually there are lots of different platforms to reach people, and Instagram was kind of doing pretty well, but then a particular comic that I did really well, which was actually about being queer, and I think I was like, oh, maybe there's another audience there. So I set up a different comic, which was just like you said, comic strips. And I thought, oh, what the hell? I'm going to try and make a little animation because I'm bored and I don't know how to animate. So maybe I'll try and teach myself.
Wow.
And I put it on TikTok. And since then, it turns out lots of people like looking at funny chameleon animations on TikTok. And so now that has kind of taken on a life of its own as well. So now I'm kind of juggling three different pages and platforms of all different types of animals and chameleons and emotions. And it's all a bit crazy, but it's amazing. I'm having so much fun.
And this I can't believe. So you just recently collaborated with Sea Shepherd, as I mentioned, and also Chris Stanton. And if you don't know him,
Clive Stanton.
Thank you, Clive. I've got it right there. Sorry. If you don't know him, he's just, you know, in a little show called Vikings. But he's also been an ambassador of Sea Shepherd for a while. So how did this come about?
So I'd actually kind of, I've seen some of their work. So the people who I collaborated with, who set up kind of those meetings, is an organization called Rewriting Extinction. And it's run by a guy called Paul Goodenough. And he basically has figured out one of the big problems for like supporting the extinction of animals, but generally kind of like animal conservation, is there are so many charities doing so many different things. And a lot of the time when people try and support them, they don't know who to support. They're a little bit overwhelmed and they don't understand what the problems are. And so his view was like, oh, actually, what if we could distill what the problem was into a really simple format, like a comic strip, like as little as four panels at some points, sometimes longer. And so he started collaborating with comic artists and the charities. to, I guess, pick a particular issue and then draw a comic strip about it. And then there would be a link like donation or a petition. But then what I think he realized, which is, you know, kind of obvious, but is like actually the best way to get even more reach is to collaborate with big names, because mm-hmm. they want to be seen to be supporting mm-hmm. people, and they care about climate and animals just as much as your everyday person.
And I'm just going to jump in here, just with some of those big names: Dame Judi Dench, Ricky Gervais, yeah. Carla Delevingne. It is insane, but carry on. You know, you just did this thing.
Well, it wasn't. I actually didn't realize those connections when I first came across them. Yeah. I follow an account called Dino and Comics, and they just did a really cute comic strip which is about like saving animals. And I went to the rewriting Extinction page. I was like, oh, you know, maybe I'll do a comic about a rhino and I'll tag them in it and I'll see what happens. Mm. And I just did a comic about a white rhino who was like, you know, I don't know where all my friends have gone, which is really sad.
Oh God.
But I was like, oh, you know, I'll just do it because it fit with what I was already drawing, and it also fit with like a tone, like talking about loneliness and something I was feeling as well. Anyway, the guy got back to me and he was like, look, this is what we do. We work with comic artists. Would you be interested? I was like, definitely. Yeah, sure. Like, let's catch up. And then he explained how he works with all of these like ridiculously big names. And he said that there was a particular project he was working on at the time with Sea Shepherd, about shark finning. Mm-hmm. And Clive Standen is an ambassador with that particular charity.
Yeah.
For lots of different causes with that charity, but they were specifically doing one about shark finning.
Yeah.
So he was like, would you like to get involved? We'll have a big brainstorm. It wasn't just, it definitely just didn't come from me. It was a really collaborative effort. Like,
wow.
The guys from Sea Shepherd were in on the call. Clive was in on the call. Paul himself was in on the call. And another writer, I can't remember her name, I think it was Hannah. And it was a group brainstorm to try and come up with a concept that would get people's attention, was, you know, impactful enough that it would really kind of like drive action. I think that was the most important part.
Do you know any of the responses to that? Has it been?
Not yet. I think it's been a couple of weeks. So I know that there was a petition, an EU petition specifically, which was unfortunate because it meant that, you know, any of the US or kind of Australian followers weren't actually able to necessarily put their names down, but hopefully they could maybe still, you know, take action in another
share
way.
Share it or something.
But we should find out. Mm. Yeah, share it. It was mainly about just promoting the course as far as people could. Mm. And anyone that could sign, I guess the point was to try and get their name on that. On my petition.
Yeah, I mean, this is amazing, and I'll probably wrap it up now. What can you sort of, we want to direct people obviously to your Instagram page. Have you got anything in the horizon or some plans that you'd like to do, or just as it
I
goes
think I'd love to do some more. Well, no, but I'm going to be doing some more work with Rewriting Extinction in the future.
Brilliant.
So potentially with some other of their charity partners, and I guess seeing where we go from there. They'll probably do another book. I should do a plug for their book actually, because before I even worked with them, they have just released a it's called The Most Important Comic Book in the World, I think.
Yep,
it's got loads and loads of really.
If you head to the page, it's by our book is quite clearly there, so
yeah, it's an incredible book. Like, even if you're it doesn't really matter whether you're into animal conservation or you just like comics and like animals and cartoons. Like, it kind of does a lot of different things. But I'm not in it. They've only just released it a couple of like months ago. But yeah, so hopefully working with them. And I think just, you know, growing the audience and trying to, I guess, keep motivation now that I'm not in lockdown anymore, because life has kind of taken over. So
yes, for sure. I'll try and keep you on there then. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Amy. That was amazing, and I am just blown away. So thank you and congratulations.
No worries. Thanks for having me. Chat soon.